Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Resolve FM, the only podcast where we tell you what to do to get what you want. Now, today we're going to be talking about the idea that work always gets results. And at the end of this podcast, you're going to understand exactly what I mean by that statement. And you're also going to understand how you should put the work into the things that you want to get better at and to forget the rest. Now, to give you a small analogy around this, picture the scene. I'm sat there in a coffee shop talking to a 20-something-year-old young male. We're talking typical slick back hair, beard, quaint coffee shop, nothing exciting. Equivalent of, your favourite mermaid chain. Now, we were sat there, and this friend of mine, friend used loosely, we were talking about the idea that sitting right now is difficult for him. And he's just finished university, and he's starting his first full-time job. So for some of you, that may be something which happened 10 years ago. And for some of you, you may be in the same situation right now. But the analogy he gave me was quite interesting. He said, "Cass, I'm really struggling to sit down at the moment. It hurts. It really hurts to sit down. 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day. I don't understand how people do it. It's one of those things that right now, it's uncomfortable for me. And I'm not sure it's going to get any better." Now, I said to him, "You're lucky because you're in a situation where you get to put in the work now to get the results that you want." And he said, "What do you mean?" And the answer is really simple. When you sit for 8 to 10 hours every single day, your body will adapt. Because what you're doing is you're essentially giving it a workload, and your body is agnostic, which basically means it doesn't give a shit with what you do to it. It doesn't matter whether you sit all day, stand all day, or go for marathons. The body is designed to adapt, and all things that you do for the body is classed as work. And it's that simple. So if you sit for 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day, that's work for the body. It has to adapt. If you run for 8, 10, 12 hours a day, that's work for the body. It has to adapt. So for my friend, it was really easy to tell him, actually, hold out, because if your goal is to be in an office all day, once you sit for 8 to 10 hours every single day, you'll adapt. And you'll notice that some people talk about that adaptation as something they don't want. You know, if you all you have to do is Google the words, "Is sitting bad for me?" And suddenly you've got 4.5 million articles and 600 million words telling you why you should or should not sit all day. But the interesting thing is that the body itself doesn't care what you do to it. It really doesn't mind if you sit all day. It doesn't matter if you run all day. The only person who cares about that is you and your mind and your perception about whether that's good for you or not. And so if you give your body stimuli, it's going to get results. And for my friend, I said the same thing. It's like, you work the way that you want your body to work. You do the things that you want your body to do. It's as simple as that. And for me, I learned this the hard way a long time ago in a similar sense, not with a sitting analogy, but with the idea that one of my long-term goals was to essentially, you know, get shredded, to be able to, you know, look great with my shirt on or off. And the interesting thing behind this is I was continuously looking for shortcuts. I was looking for great routines. I was looking for great programs. I was looking for someone to tell me that if I go to the gym for 20, 30 minutes a day, then in 6 months, I was going to look like The Rock, right? But the interesting thing here is that I would put 20, 30 minutes into the gym every day, and then I'd spend the next 16 to 18 hours doing nothing which was conducive towards my goals. Sitting all day, not really worrying too much about what I ate, putting in some work, but nowhere near enough. Now, everything is work to the body, which means the work that you put in will give you the results that you want. So if I put in 20 to 30 minutes of work a day, what do you think was happening to my body? Do you think it was adapting to that small amount of stimuli? Or do you think it was adapting to all of the other work I was putting in to undo my goal of getting fit? Doesn't take a rocket science to figure it out. But unfortunately, it did take me a long time to figure it out, because it wasn't until I saw someone else in the situation I wanted to be in, and I had an honest conversation with them about how to get those results, that I understood that this concept of everything that you give in terms of stimuli to the body is work. It's the same way that the mind works. Do more of the things you want to get good at, and do less of the things you want to be bad at, right? And it's as simple as that. There was, once I understood that there was no secret sauce, there was no magic recipe, it became easier for me to start to plan my day and my life to be conducive around my goals, especially when it comes to getting fit. You cannot, and I hear this a lot all the time, you cannot be the kind of person that learns to do something like the side splits or the front splits and spend 18 to 20 hours a day doing anything which involves sitting. You know, if you decide to stretch for 20 minutes every day, but the next 12 hours you spend sitting, which do you think is the strongest stimuli for the body? You can kill yourself stretching, I promise you. But if you spend the rest of your time sitting, your body's going to adapt to that. Everything is work. And when I finally understood this principle of the idea that actually, however you treat your body and your mind, it will adapt to that, it became much easier to push myself in the right direction. Suddenly, I find myself getting fit, learning new things, working on new skills, making new friends. Why? Because if you tell yourself you're an introvert and you spend all your time inside, you will become an introvert because that's work to the body. It takes work to learn to be inside. It takes work to learn to be alone. It also takes work to learn to make friends and to go to events and meetups or even, you know, walk around in the street and smile at people. Everything is work, so do what you need to do for the body to adapt to it. But once I understood this principle, the world was my oyster. I could do anything, and I still can now. But what I failed to realize at the time when I was taking all this new knowledge and I was learning, you know, essentially, oh, I could do this with my body, I could do this with my mind, was that, again, you know, it was really one-dimensional. The idea is you do the work on the things that you want to get better at, and they will go up. You know, it was really easy to ignore the fact that actually some of the actions you take are really detrimental. And it's the ones that sometimes you are completely unaware of that start to pull you down. For example, as my fitness and my ability to become, you know, learn more and acquire new skills was becoming better, what I did fail to notice was that at the same time, my ego was clearly putting in a lot of work into becoming, you know, much smarter, stronger, persistent, dominant. And closed me off to new experiences. I realized in a really short space of time that actually I was putting in a lot of work to become a person that was really unpleasant to be around. Someone who, you know, thought they had all the answers. Someone who figured they could give everyone their life lecture and say, well, actually, if I use these big words, suddenly you're going to understand what I'm talking about. But more than that, to feel better than other people, to feel better that actually I put the work in, you know. I started to speak in a certain way to people, and I put the work in to do that over and over and over again. And suddenly I realized, well, actually, I wasn't pleasant to talk to. Not many people wanted to spend time with me. And through that, I created a set of actions which meant, well, actually, now I'm becoming more isolated, and now I'm becoming much better at being alone, much better at, you know, not spending time with people, to be an introvert. And more than that, to almost kind of like reach this state of isolation. And it was only once I realized that actually there's this paradigm, the idea that no matter what you do, your body will adapt, that I started to be able to say, I can't do this anymore. I can't be this person. And again, I have to iterate. Everything you do is work to the body. Everything you do, your body will adapt to. If you decide to be a kind person, then your body will adapt to becoming kind. If you decide to be angry or arrogant, it's the exact same thing. Do more of the things you want to be good at and less of the things that you want to take away. And suddenly, right, suddenly your body will do the hard work for you. That's the secret to success. That's the secret to doing all of this. There is no magic script. And then once I realized that it worked in every principle of my life, everything, it didn't matter whether it was good or bad, the body adapts. I started to be able to pull myself out of this pit of isolation that I created for myself, this pit of almost no one wants to spend time with me, no one wants to, you know, listen to me or have a conversation with me, because I've managed to build this level of arrogance, you know, through smart language or ultimately failing to realize how to talk to people. And it took me getting to that stage before I was able to fix anything and before I was able to simply communicate this message to other people, you know, before this really simple sort of, you know, video that I'm giving you now, it would have been exponentially longer. It would have been, hey, look at this, look at how the mind works, look at all of these fantastic intricacies that really no one gives a fuck about. The honest and simple truth in the world is that do more of the things you want to be good at and less of the things you don't. And I know I've said that a few times, but that's because it's that simple. It's that simple to follow the script. It's that simple to get results. It's that simple to get things done. And I managed to do this purely through that process. And this was the same advice that I gave to my friend while we were in the, you know, like I said, mermaid-esque coffee shop. that all you have to do is follow this script. And if you want to be good at something, do more of it. And if you want to be bad at something, do less of it. And that applies for everything. So he said to me, well, sitting isn't something I want to be good at. So I said, well, then change the script. I said, don't sit so much. Stand. Create situations where you don't need to sit. Again, body is agnostic. Life is agnostic. You will adapt to everything and anything. And that's what you need to remember. You need to remember that what you do is who you are. And that's all there is to it. More of the good stuff, less of the bad stuff, and you're going to get results in the direction that matters to you. No secrets, no magic, but that's essentially what I told my friend. And you know what he said in return? Thanks for the advice. And I remember taking that exact same approach a few years ago when my physical mentors told me the same thing. And it took me a while to implement it. So it's worth thinking about and remembering, does this advice ring true to you? Does it resonate? Are you actually going to be the person who says, yes, I'm going to do the things that I want, more of the things I want to be good at, and less of the things I don't? Or are you going to take the same horrific approach that I took and say, actually, I'm going to focus on these things, I'm going to get results, but I'm going to forget that this paradigm is universal. I'm going to create myself, you know, essentially a bed of nails to lie on, and only realize once they start to pierce the skin. That's your choice. So a lesson here to take away is follow the script, because there are no secrets. And that's something that we're big fans of getting across to you in Resolve. There are no secrets. Stick to the script, because the script works. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to Resolve FM on YouTube or any of your favorite podcasting platforms. Also, feel free to check out your host, that's me, at Cassius Chiani, and my co-host, at Matt Sandrini, on all of the socials as well. You'll notice that we chop and change between formats. Sometimes we're together, sometimes we're separate. But our focus is, again, on helping you get the results that you want. And the idea is there are no secrets. There is we're not holding anything back. It's the honest truth to get the results that you want. And that's all Resolve FM is about. We'll see you next time.